Well, I think a prayer that we as Christians should be praying every day that we're probably not praying is, Lord, what are you trying to teach me through this situation?
Ooh.
Because I think every situation that we're in, whether it's a mountaintop experience or a valley experience, God is wanting to teach us a thing or two. And if we start our day by saying, Lord, open my eyes to my situation and my reality, and what are you trying to teach me through this? I think we're just, if we pray that way, then we're giving God permission to equip us and mm-hmm. build us up and teach us and train us for situations in life. Like we go through hardships so that we can learn situations to grow. And oftentimes I've found in my life that I've only been able to pastor in certain situations. I've only been able to parent in certain situations or whatever because of the last valley experience I went through. And trying to be intentional with what God is trying to teach me in those moments.
Let me ask you this question. So, in the productivity field, the like even the motivational field, you hear this notion of extreme ownership. Like you need to take ownership for the situations that are going on in your life and stuff like that.
Mm.
What do you think about that? Is that wrong to be like just almost like kind of taking it on like that? Like a perversion?
I don't think it's wrong. I mean, sin punishes itself a lot of the time, right? And even though we're striving to live our lives the best that we can, we're going to make mistakes and there's going to be consequences to that. And I think when we do slip up and take ownership of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give it to the Lord and say, hey, what are you trying to teach me through this?
Well, you know that I can't let you go without kind of pressing you a little bit. So would you say, like, does God author hard times? Because I kind of hear that in the undertone here where it's like, man, I'm going about my life. I feel like I'm doing the right thing. I feel like I'm serving God. But next thing you know, all this nonsense is happening and I feel like I'm in step with him. So is God authoring this? Is this from God? What do you think?
I don't think tough times like sickness or death is from God. But we have to remember Jeremiah 29:11 does say, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. But we don't like to remember that sometimes part of those plans is for Israel to go through 70 years of captivity first.
Very true.
So I don't say that God is the author of sin, or he's not the author of death, or he's not the author of sickness. But just because it's a tough time doesn't mean that God doesn't have a plan and purpose in that.
And we can choose if we're going to be the type of people who are going to get stuck in that hard time too.
Yeah.
Like that? Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's a prayer I pray every day before my feet hit the ground. It's Lord, help me to see things differently and give me the irresistible urge to respond to the things I see. And I pray that prayer as much as I possibly can, whether it's in the good times or the bad times.
Mm, there you go. Well,